All right, class. I know you are all excited to see the bitching happen in person, but we need to settle down and be quiet. I do not want to hear another peep out of y'all for the rest of the demonstration, understand? Very good. My name is Dr. O'Bear, and I am the head of the Alpha Cultural Studies Department here at Spring Hill College. What you are about to watch is a voluntary demonstration being put on by a student. I do not want you to take this for granted. We do not always have the opportunity to display a bitching ceremony. Usually, this is an act done in privacy or in the heat of the moment. Your class is very lucky, as there was a volunteer for this, meaning that you will get to see the process happen. Before we get started, I thought I would go over the basics of bitching as well as the ground rules for this demonstration. As a refresher for those that may not know, there are three secondary genders within our society. You have alphas at the top, betas, who are their assigned sex, and omegas. The act of bitching is taking an alpha and changing their anatomy to that of an omega through the process of nodding, domination, other factors such as that. Any questions, or shall I continue? Very well. This was an act of brutality in the past, seen as a punishment. Other alphas couldn't fathom something worse than not being an alpha, which goes to show how uncreative they actually were. In the past, if an alpha wouldn't listen, would constantly be posturing, maybe even trying to take another's mate, they would be sentenced to being bitched. While it is a simple process, it takes a bit of time. What you are going to be seeing is the first step in a very long process that I will be helping our volunteer with. You will not see me in class for the rest of the week as I take care of the newly forming Omega. So, I'm sure you're asking, what makes the process of bitching so different from the process of mating? It's almost the exact same process. Nodding someone and then biting their neck so that the shift starts. It's not like an alpha sleeps with another alpha and they automatically become a bitch. So, does anyone know the answer? No? That's okay. That's why we're here, to learn. The difference is the amount of pheromones that the newly forming Omega is supposed to handle. A few rounds of nodding isn't going to trigger any sort of shift. That's typical. What is going to trigger the shift is consistently being nodded every hour on the hour for a week straight. This is going to trick the alpha's body into thinking it's an omega. By receiving this large amount of alpha pheromones, the body will start to respond to it, shifting itself to an omega. According to studies done by fellow researchers, bitching is believed to be a biological process to help with population. Something that Mother Nature included just to keep us going in case times got a little hard. If too many alphas were born in one generation, they could simply be bitched into omegas and the species can continue to grow and flourish. Fascinating stuff, right? Maybe only I think so. Now, let's begin for real If my volunteer would like to enter the room. This here is the student who is going to be bitched into an Omega. As mentioned previously, I will be out for the rest of the week taking care of the newly forming Omega and making sure they have everything that they could need. Of course, since every person is different, this process could be over in one day, or it could even take up to a month. So, don't hold me to that 1 week sentiment. That's just the usual processing time. I have my fingers crossed that this is going to be an easy bitching. But complications cannot be helped sometimes. Now, there are ways to make it go faster, like dosing the Omega's food and pheromones, mixing summon with their drinks, making sure they have a plug so that nothing escapes, you know, stuff of that nature. If I were to stop this process in the middle, the person would end up reverting back to an alpha, just without as strong alpha instincts. They would end up feeling more like a beta with a knot, if that makes sense. We aren't sure why it works like this. More research is obviously needed in this area, which is what brings me to today's presentation. Why don't you make yourself comfortable on the table for us? While our volunteer gets into position, I wanted to remind everyone to stay quiet. I understand that you're excited for what you're about to see. It's not every day that you get to see a bitched Omega, let alone watch the process actually begin. This is a once-in-a-lifetime educational experience. If I smell anything that seems a bit off, I am kicking you out of my auditorium. If I see your hands start moving suspiciously, then you are being kicked out of here. And if you even try to take a picture or record a portion of it, you're going to be kicked out of here. This could have very easily been a private moment between them and their alpha, but instead, they were nice enough to outsource it to me for your education. Be appreciative of this moment. Now, how are you doing? Are you comfortable on the table? Do you need anything? When it was brought in, I couldn't believe they didn't have any pillows or blankets for you to rest on. I tried to make it as comfortable as possible. I know you don't have the instincts for a nest yet, but these are some good starting materials if you would like to bring it back with you to my place after the demonstration. All of the stuff in your room will be transferred from the Alpha dorm to the Omega dorm to make your transition and assimilation as seamless as possible. The class already knows to be on their best behavior as well. They're getting to experience a once-in-a-lifetime event because of you. So put on a good show, will ya? You're so sweet for volunteering to be bitched publicly like this. It's been a few years since I last got to do this live in front of an audience. I'm starting to feel excited. Oh, it'll be okay. I'll make sure you enjoy every second of it. Don't you worry, dear. I'll take real good care of you. It's what an alpha does for her Omega, right? I am taking my spot behind the Omega. As you can see, they want it. So they're staying perfectly still on the table. In the past, when this was used as punishment, the Omega would have to be tied down to prevent them from hurting themselves. While bitching as punishment is considered barbaric these days, it is still practiced in consensual manners like this. There have been occurrences of bitching being done sneakily, of course. A roommate secretly changing their other roommate into their perfect mate. A pack leader needing more omegas and changing some of the weaker alphas into them. But I will not be demonstrating those techniques here. They have been outlawed for a reason. The change into an omega is easier if the other person wants it. As you can see, this one has already started the mental shift into an omega, and I haven't even bitched them yet. Not even an omega yet, and you're desperate for a knot, aren't you? Then be good for me. Show the class the omega you truly are. As you can see, class, the omega's hole is going to be extra tight in the States. That's because they aren't an omega. Not yet, at least. An alpha's body only starts to change after the first 24 hours. If this omega is nice enough, they'll let me take pictures and document their change into an alpha. But that's something we can discuss later, when they aren't being fucked in front of my class. Such a tight hole. Have you ever had anything inside you, little one? Is Dr. Aubert the first alpha to fuck you? That makes sense for an alpha. Alphas traditionally do the penetrating, get to be the one that does the fucking. There's nothing like popping your knot inside a fertile omega. But not you, right? Never liked being on top. Hated doing all the work. Always found yourself fantasizing about being the omega you were fucking into, didn't you? Being an alpha didn't suit you. You're going to much prefer being an omega. Can just tell from how well you're taking me. As you can see, class, some alphas were just made to be bitched. You can tell because of how much they're loving this. Unable to control the sounds they make as my cock thrusts inside the hole. It feels so good, wrapped around me so amazingly. I can't find the words to describe it. Tightly clenching me, your body already knows what to do. Are you sure you've never taken alpha before? Not even a friend or a finger out of curiosity? 'Cause you're a natural at it. Rocking yourself against me. Grinding your cute little cock against the table. You feel my hand pressed down on your lower back. Stopping your hips from moving all together, keeping you firmly in place. No reason for you to be squirming so much already, little one. If you're going to be bitched, you need to learn to come like a proper omega. You're going to come from Alpha's knot, or you're not going to come at all, understand? Yeah, that's what I thought. When you're in the process of bitching an alpha, you're going to have to remind them of their place constantly. Their alpha instincts are screaming at them to fight back, to hiss, to growl, snarl, use your claws, do anything. Try something to stop this from happening. Even if logically this is what they want. That's why you see the Omega squirming underneath me. If their pathetic little cock wasn't trapped between the table and their body, you would probably see a knot starting to form at the base. Body can't help the reaction it's having. Enjoying how a real alpha's cock feels inside you. You never thought you would get to experience this, did you? Always thought you were going to have to stay an alpha. That you would always be left wanting more. Now that you're a real alpha, one that knows what she's doing, you're realizing this was never your place. Bent over a table, being fucked in front of everyone. You're finally where you're supposed to be, little one. You were meant to be an Omega. Alpha's just fixing a mistake that nature made, right? Why else would you be moaning like this? Getting closer to your own release, the more I thrust inside you. Brushing past that bundle of nerves every time. Can't help but clench your eyes at the pleasure, blocking out the rest of the class. They don't matter. Not right now. Just you and me, Omega. Focus on how good Alpha's making you feel. Didn't think it was possible to feel this full, did you? That's because you don't have a real cock. You lack a real knot. Whenever you fucked an Omega, this is what they were missing out on. Always left unsatisfied. It's probably for the best you're about to lose that knot of yours. Trade it in for a soaking pussy. I can't wait until it's not just lube in here, but your own slick filling the air with the squelching sounds. You'll start producing your own slick on day 3. That means the first 24 hours are the most crucial. The more knots you take, the more likely your bitching is to stay, right? Class, if you want to make your own Omega, you will have to do the same too. The first 24 hours are the most important. You're going to want to spend as much time fucking your Omegas as possible. I'm talking knot after knot. Your cock should be aching. Their holes should be puffy and sore. That's the sign of a well-used and loved Omega. Bitching isn't an easy process. It's not for the faint of heart. Only the strong will survive, little one. You're doing well so far. Are you going to keep it up? Are you going to be able to come on my knot and show everyone what a good Omega you're going to be? I can already tell with you, little one. Moans getting louder as you rock against the table. Trying to take me deeper. Can't help but whine a bit as you feel yourself being stretched out. Not just from my cock, but from my knot starting to form. Thickening right at the base. You clench around it. You want it inside you, don't you? No, don't worry, Omega. I'll give you what you need. It's not like you're going to be using that useless knot of yours anymore. It was more decoration on you than anything else. Pathetically grinding your cock against the table. I can't wait till that disappears too. Nothing's going to be left of your alphaness. All that's going to be remembered is the sweet and docile little Omega that I leave you as. Oh, right there. That's what you deserve, little one. You take it so well. This is where you belong. Never were supposed to be an alpha. It doesn't make sense. It's just not right for you. Oh, so fucking tight as my cock continues to fuck deeply. You can't help but moan as you feel yourself getting closer. Not even going to have to touch yourself to come. Going to come on my knot like a proper Omega. I know you can do it. Oh yeah, just listen to you, how close you are. Oh fuck. Going to make such a perfect Omega. Yes, you are. Just look at you. Feel so fucking good. Take me so easily. Oh, why don't you let the class know how badly you want to be an Omega? Come for me. Like a little one. Fill to the brim with my cock. Stretch so widely on my nuts. So close to orgasming. All you wanted was permission. And now you have it. Make me proud, Omega. Show them how good it feels to be fucked like a real. Come. Come with me. Oh, that's it. That's a sweet Omega nursing my knot, coming with your alpha. This was the right call for you, wasn't it? Yeah, you're supposed to be an Omega, all right. Nature made a silly little mistake with you when you presented as an Alpha. You'll see. It's better this way. This is what you've always wanted, right? That's right, Omega. So good for your alpha. Now, I'm going to dismiss the class while you continue to nurse another load from my knots. So stay nice and still for me, okay? All right, class. This marks the end of today's demonstration. I'm going to be knotted to this Omega for the next 15 to 20 minutes, so you guys can take your time leaving. Make sure to take one of the packets on your way out, though. It has a few multiple choice and a few open-ended that I need you guys to answer and bring back to me by Monday. If I'm not in, the substitute will get them for me. Have a great rest of your week, guys! Now back to what actually matters. You. How are you feeling, Omega? Are you doing okay? I know that was quite a bit. That's all completely normal. Your body is going to start to go through the changes. Once this knot goes down, I'm going to bring you back to my place and then knot you again. The more knots we get in you, the easier your transition will be. By the time you come back to campus, you're going to forget that you were ever an alpha. It'll be how you always dreamed, Omega.